May 29, 1923. How God is always the first to operate in the soul. I was accompanying my sweet Jesus in his pains, especially in what he suffered in the Garden of Gethsemane. And while I compassionated him, moving in my interior, he told me, "My daughter, the first to form the crafting of my pains in my humanity was my celestial Father, because he alone had the strength and the power to create pain and to place in it as many degrees of pain as were needed in order to be satisfied for the depth of creatures, for as much as was needed. Creatures were secondary, because they had no power over me, nor the ability to create pain as intense as they wanted." The same happens in all creatures. In creating man, the first crafting, both in the soul and in the body, was done by my Divine Father. How much harmony, how much happiness did he not form with his own hands in the human nature? Everything is harmony and happiness in man. The mere external part, how many harmonies and happinesses does it not contain? The eyes see, the mouth expresses, the feet walk, while the hands operate and take things up to where the feet have reached. If the eyes could see, but man did not have the mouth to express himself, if he had feet to walk, but no hands to operate, would there not be unhappiness and disharmony in the human nature? And then, the harmonies and the happiness of the human soul, the will, the intellect, the memory. How many harmonies and happinesses do they not contain? It is enough to say that they are births from the happiness and the harmony of the Eternal One. God created his true personal Eden in the soul and in the body of man, an Eden all celestial. And then he gave him the terrestrial Eden as dwelling. Everything was harmony and happiness in the human nature. And even though sin upset this harmony and happiness, it did not completely destroy all the good which God had created in man. So, just as God created with his own hands all the happiness and harmony in the creature, so did he create all possible pains in me, to be repaid for the human ingratitude, and to make the lost happiness come out of the sea of my pains, as well as the accord for the upset harmony. And this happens to all creatures, when I must choose them for a distinct sanctity or for my special designs. It is my own hands that work in the soul, and I create in her now suffering, now love, now the cognitions of celestial truths. My jealousy is such that I want no one to touch her. And if I allow creatures to do something to her, it is always in the secondary order. But I myself hold the primacy, and I keep forming her according to my design.